The best insight, instant feedback, accountability. The all-new Talk Radio Freedom 106.5.
Have Mr. Kyle Saunders, franchise holder and managing national director of KPRC, which is... Good morning to you, Mr. Saunders.
Good morning, Tosca.
Good morning. I'm good.
Thank you so much for having us.
Yeah. And so tell me a little bit about yourself.
All right. Welcome. Let me say thank you for having us on the studios of
Freedom
106.5 FM. My name is Kyle Saunders. I am the franchise holder and the national director for the Miss Teen Trinidad and Tobago, and I'm also the managing director for KPRC, which is a public relations consultancy firm for beauty queens in Trinidad and Tobago. A little bit about myself. I work as an on-air presenter. I do news and broadcast radio on another station. I've always had a love for pageantry, and this
Did you end up with the franchise? How did you enter into that?
This came about as a need for to have young girls especially have a voice, because too often times in Trinidad and Tobago right now we see there's a lot of negatives attached to the young girls, especially in schools, where there's a lot of school fights and a lot of salacious things and not so friendly stuff going out on the social media with regards to young girls. So I took the opportunity to gather the franchise and to push the young girls to the fore to get them involved into pageantry. This is not my first stint as the national director, because I've had the directorship, so to speak, for some other pageants. So it's the Miss Teen Universe Trinidad and Tobago, the Miss Teen World Trinidad and Tobago, the Miss Reina Hispanoamericana, and the Miss Mesoamerica. Those two latter two are the two Latin-based beauty competitions. Right? We sent a girl last year to the Miss, 2 years ago, to the Miss Reina Hispanoamericana, which was held in Bolivia. We didn't send anybody to Miss Mesoamerica because the timing was a little bit off for us. And last year, we sent a representative to the Miss Teen Universe competition that was held in South Africa. Now, the girl last year in South Africa, she didn't capture the title, but we were instrumental in getting her to capture the award for the Miss Teen Tourism Award. Right? So, and Calissa Hernandez was the delegate's name, and she was able to do us proud in that that's fair in Miss Teen Universe in South Africa.
So for this year, 2025, you had your sashing ceremony.
The sashing ceremony was held last weekend at the Gem Radio 5 building at Shine Street, where we presented the sashes to 8 young women. Seven were there. There was another one who could not be there. So these 7 young women stepped up to the plate, and I must give these young women kudos, and I warmly welcome them, because it's not easy for young people especially to come forward and offer themselves for national service in this fair representation, where you have a lot of people looking at you and scrutinizing every aspect of you. So I have to take my hat off to these young women, especially coach them and teach them how to speak, how to sit, how to stand, and how to engage with their audience. So yeah, and this year for the Miss Teen Universe competition, the Miss Teen Universe takes place in India in later this year in October, November, and then Miss Teen World takes place in El Salvador next year.
So the ladies that are in front of me right now, I have Angeline, Haley, and Jada. Welcome to Freedom 106.5 FM. Let's start with Angeline. Welcome, and tell us your competition that you'll be representing TNT.
Thank you for having me. I would like to say that I appreciate that I was able to get this opportunity to express myself and to try something new, because I've never done this before. So this is going to be so different for me, but I know it's going to be so fun, and I'm so happy I was able to meet these delegates as well and create some new friendship in my surrounding area. Quite nervous right now.
But don't worry, you're doing fine. I wanted to ask one question. What was one misconception that you had about beauty pageants before entering and has changed for you getting into this process?
In reality, because I've seen a lot of like videos, documentaries on pageants. Mm-hmm. And I've saw, like, sometimes it could be a toxic environment. But I must say to Kyle that he helps you, like, limit your anxiety, mm-hmm. to reassure you that everything will be fine and everything will go perfect. Mm-hmm. And I really appreciate that because it actually calmed me so well. Mm-hmm. So I would like to say that. Thank you.
All right. And next competitor, or I should say winner, queen, would you call them princesses?
Delegates? Princess delegates. Yeah. I think delegates.
Delegates would be best. All right. So we have Haley, and she is Miss Teen Saint. I'm reading your sash.
Saint Augustine.
Yes. Hello. Good morning. I'm Haley Paisley, and I'm so honored to be representing my vibrant and resilient community of Saint Augustine. Mm-hmm. I'm currently 17 years of age, and yeah, I decided to take this opportunity to, you know, challenge myself and open up new doors for myself. And I'm really passionate about making a difference. Mm-hmm. And I saw this as a platform to make a difference and make a lasting impact in Trinidad and Tobago.
So tell me something about Saint Augustine that the average Trinidadian may not know about.
Well, I would say that we are definitely mixed with a lot of different cultures, races and religions. You know, mm-hmm. it's a big, big mix right there.
Okay. And what is your expectation getting into the competition?
Well, my end goal is to definitely walk away with the crown, but not only that, it's to also make a lasting impact, mm-hmm. specifically focusing on my advocacy, which is centered on youth empowerment, essentially on three important pillars, mm-hmm. which are mental wellness, literacy, and the development of true self-worth.
Well done. And finally, we have Miss Jada. She is representing Miss Port of Spain.
Hi, good morning. My name is Jada, and yes, I am representing Miss Port of Spain.
And just for you all to know, Angeline is representing my hometown, Diego Martin. Right? So let's go back.
Look at what Jada said.
Miss Port of Spain, tell me, what is your biggest fear, and how are you going to conquer it?
Well, my biggest fear is public speaking and nervousness. I have a tendency, like, when I'm nervous, I just crack jokes, mm-hmm. and laugh a lot. But I don't really have a fear going into this because I always like it since I'm small, mm-hmm. so I know what to do and what not to do. But yeah.
But you are representing the heart of Trinidad and Tobago, the capital.
That is it.
So tell me what difference or what's special about Port of Spain that you're going to bring to this competition.
Okay. Port of Spain, of course, that is my hometown. I grew up born in Port of Spain. Mm-hmm. It has some things that people don't know Port of Spain. They think Port of Spain is a bad place because they hear Port of Spain, but no, we fill with love and we fill with unity, and are going and show that we fill with love and we fill with unity. Mm-hmm. So, you know, we outside fully. We make a party, we are good too.
I love that we're outside.
We're outside. Yeah.
So is it that you ladies are going to be establishing lasting friendships after this competition? Tell me a little bit about that, the camaraderie among you ladies.
I'll go first.
Yeah, sure.
I would like to say that I expect, you know, to keep in contact with these ladies even after the competition, mm-hmm. because they are absolutely gorgeous, first mm-hmm. of all, and they seem like they have a great personality as well, so I'm actually excited for that. You'd like to go next?
Yeah.
Yeah, so I'm definitely excited to embark on this new journey with my sister delegates and to see where, you know, it takes us all and who we become at the end of this competition.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, I very excited to continue talking to my candidates because at the end of the day, we're going as this as sisters and we're mm-hmm. leaving this as sisters.
All
no
right.
No matter who wins.
That's great. That is it. I like that. Because, you know, they say that girls like to, you know, mess around and we are not our own best friends, you know?
And the issue of cat fighting
yes.
has never come up so far in this, as far as I am aware.
Mm-hmm.
It has never reared its head. On the night of the station ceremony, there was just lots of hugging and all kind of stuff. Let me take pictures with mm-hmm. you, let me take pictures with you.
Mm-hmm.
So there was a lot of camaraderie.
Mm-hmm.
And I really commend these young women for, again, stepping up to the plate, especially in these times now,
mm-hmm.
where Trinidad and Tobago is so full of sometimes negativity, but they really stepped up to the plate and offered themselves for national service. Mm-hmm. And it's not only national service, as people see them as beauty queens that want to go and shine on a stage. You know, these women have a platform that they each have something that they need to speak about. Mm-hmm. Like Haley mentioned, her platform is regarding
youth empowerment.
Mm-hmm. Haley has started, as when I spoke with her yesterday, she started going into her community center in St. Mm-hmm. Augustine and speaking to persons who can read. There's a literacy program as well, and she is actually geared towards making that difference within her community. She has actually intended to reach out to the St. Augustine MP, mm-hmm. who is the Minister of Local Government and Rural Development, Ms. Khadija Amin. So these young women have a platform, and they intend to share it with not only Trinidad and Tobago, but with the rest of the world as well.
And what are your future goals, Mr. Kyle, where this competition is considered?
This future competition, I intend to go nationally again on a larger scale, because right after the sashing ceremony, some of the young women who were also there came up to me and said, you know what, I want to get into this. Mm-hmm. I was like, it's not always a bed of roses, you know, mm-hmm. because the two other girls who I had before who represented us at Miss Teen Universe in South Africa last year, and the one who's going up to represent us at Miss Teen 2 months' time, her name is Karima Atwell. She wanted to be here, but she couldn't. Mm-hmm. They know that it's not an easy road, and it's a lot of hard work. Mm-hmm. But the thing about it is, it's enjoyable. Mm-hmm. So I want people to know that this competition is not only lasting for now. Mm-hmm. It's an end result product that will see young women come forward and truly invest. And I want Trinidad and Tobago, especially corporate Trinidad and Tobago, and as well the Ministry of Well, to invest in young women, especially in Trinidad and Tobago, especially the teenagers, mm-hmm. speaking specifically to mm-hmm. the teenagers, invest in them, because these are the futures. While there is the Miss Universe and the Miss World and so on, I think the young women, especially for the teenagers, are sometimes pushed aside. Mm-hmm. And my goal is to ensure that these young women have a goal and a voice mm-hmm. to be placed on not only nationally but internationally as well, because they have a story to tell.
Mm-hmm. And not only that, you kind of expose them to something different.
Yeah, and take them out of the comfort zone.
Yeah.
So, mm-hmm. Because when I was looking at, for example, the Miss World competition, the head-to-head challenge, because these young women have head-to-head challenges coming up very soon. One of the Miss head-to-head challenge of the Miss World was when they had to public speaking, mm-hmm. and I heard yesterday that Miss Somalia went through something that no young woman should ever have to go through, female gender mutilation, mm-hmm. and mm-hmm. she went through that to the tender age of 7, and it took a lot of her to come forward mm-hmm. and speak about it on a global stage.
Yeah.
And for me, I think when I saw that, I was like, after Annalise, our representative, mm-hmm. I want Miss Somalia to win the crown. Mm-hmm. So these young women have their stories, individual stories to tell. And I just want to say that it's not only going to be walking in dresses and so on. They mm-hmm. have to prove their worth in their fitness. They have to prove their worth in their style and their talent. Mm-hmm. And, well, in their advocacy programs mm-hmm. was the first one, is the first challenge that they have. They have the Miss Teen Fitness, and that is being hosted. I so want to thank my sponsors, CLX Gym. They have decided to come on board, and they decided to host us for that day of the fitness. And the young woman that actually wins that fitness award will be going with some supplies and like a year-long membership at CLX mm-hmm. Gym. Mm-hmm. I also want to take some time, if you allow me, to give special thanks to my sponsors, the Designer Dreams, for these beautiful sashes that these ladies are wearing. Mm-hmm. Designer Dreams by Erica. And we also have the Lost Tribe that has always come on board with us. We also had Chris Schatz Design, that's a young man who's also designing some wares for the young girls to wear at the mm-hmm. different competitions as well. So we have a lot of sponsors coming on board. We have Maybelline, the makeup sponsor. We have L'Oreal that's mm-hmm. coming on board with us. But we also, as always in these sort of situations, we can always do it a little more, because mm-hmm.
It's quite expensive.
And that's what I was not about to say. It's quite expensive because most of the times I have to be taking money out of my own pocket mm-hmm. to make mm-hmm. sure that these young girls' dreams are realized and brought mm-hmm. to the fore, so Trinidad and Tobago can see what these young women have to offer.
And from my perspective here, y'all are quite calm. You thought that you would have been all over the place.
Angeline was quite nervous.
But you did pretty well. Yes, y'all did pretty well. So congratulations once again. Thank you for taking the time to come to Freedom 106.5 FM. And here's good luck to you in your future endeavors. And job well done, Mr. Saunders.
I thank you so much. And I want Trinidad and Tobago to know to come out and support these young women. The grand finals will be held on the 17th of July. Mm-hmm. It will be at the Government Campus Plaza. If not the Government Campus Plaza, it will be held at Soundforge. Come with your bells, your whistles, your horns. Come out in your numbers and support your delegates. These young women will not disappoint. Mm-hmm. They'll be presenting. They have a presentation where they'll be doing a dance number as well. They'll be also be doing swimwear and sportswear. Then the evening gown question and answer segment, just mm-hmm. a normal pageant. And then we whittle down to the top three and then crown the winners.
Crown from there. Yeah. All right, so good luck, ladies.
The best insight, instant feedback, accountability. The all-new Talk Radio Freedom 106.5.